What's up? I think we're live and we are ready to go. Tonight we got a special one for you. Tonight you don't want to miss this episode. We've got a special guest. Her name is Heather Ripley from Ripley PR, and she's really going to be sharing a lot of secrets, a lot of the golden nuggets that some of the biggest brands that you've heard of, literally, you're going to know these brands, have used and implemented based off her knowledge. And she's going to be sharing that with you guys tonight. You're not going to want to miss this. She is someone who represents brands like Bradford White, Service Titan, some of the big ones. Again, some you're not going to want to miss. Tonight, we've got a special night planned, and I cannot wait to get started. Let's go ahead and get this thing rolling.
Countdown begins. Fresh.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the show. Tonight, we have a special episode for you. We've got a special guest. Now, normally, we don't have guests on the show, so obviously, this person is going to be amazing, because that's all we do on here is bring amazing things to you guys, and that's what we want to continue to do, and so we brought a guest on to do that. I mean, how much can you guys really listen to me anyways? Eventually, it gets old. So tonight, we brought a different voice and really a different topic. Now, if you guys go back to last, I think two nights ago, we did a show on Google. We talked about Google AdWords. We talked about Google Verified. Now, a lot of you know now I've started my own plumbing company, Absolute Plumbing. We're using Advocate Plumbing. We're using this as a way to showcase and display exactly example, if you will, how to run a local plumbing business, a local service plumbing business. And I want you guys to see it firsthand. Now, a lot of you said, okay, so how do you do this thing? How do you make the phone ring? And that's where we dove into the Google AdWords and the Google and everything that they have to do. We talked about it being more than just Google. We talked about it being really just this really bigger idea of it being real estate and how you tie that real estate up and dominate that real estate, if you will. And as you should know, I want to announce that we've had steady flow of calls already here going into the week. And so we've done what we've been doing. We've been pacing around $25,000 a month. We've just finished out our first month and completed that. And we're still pacing that and still growing and still doing our thing as we start to example. We've only been in business here for a couple of weeks, about 5 weeks. So again, just doing this for you guys to see firsthand how to do it. Part of the process, part of this marketing game is truly understanding what marketing and advertising and branding and how all those things tie in together. And tonight our guest is going to enlighten us. Now, some of the biggest brands you may have, Benjamin Franklin is a really big brand. How many of you guys have heard of Benjamin Franklin, my man, Fresh at M. Fresh, Joey in the house. Good to see you. I need to get the comments up so I can see everyone that is watching with us right now. But how many of you guys have heard of Benjamin Franklin? Well, here's the thing with Benjamin Franklin. They're big. They're scalable. People know who they are. And no matter what you think of them, no matter what you think of their process, no matter what you think of their success, no matter what you think of whatever you think of, here's the deal. You've heard of them. And that's the key with marketing. See, they've been heard of. You know who they are. Other people know who they are. Everyone knows who they are. And part of that is public relations. Part of that is marketing. And I want you guys to hear firsthand from an expert how to know the difference, how it applies to your business, and if it applies to your business, and so much more. So we're going to hear from Heather at Ripley PR. Heather Ripley, you can kind of do the math there. She started the whole thing. You're going to hear from her tonight. Before we go too much further, though, I want to make sure you guys get subscribed to the show. Go ahead and type that subscribe button into the comments. Subscribe, just type subscribe, and we'll get you some information on how to get subscribed to the show. Also, if you want to get a call from Maggie, our service growth expert, if you want to get information on what we have to offer here, if you just want our free ebook, or you want to know about one of our workshops, or you want to know how we can help your company make big money the right way, then just simply type dominate or go to our website, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com, our new revamped, new look, kind of pretty out there. It looks really good. I got to admit, our team did a great job on it. It's just a landing page right now, but it's a place you can go and put in your information so that you can reach out to us, so that we can then reach back out to you and get you the information you want. All right, I need to get the comments up here before we get her on here, because I know a lot of people are going to join in the conversation tonight. This is a big topic. This is something that really, when you talk about running a business and you talk about owning a business, whether it's a plumbing business or a service-based business or any business, honestly, you've got to know these things. These are things that you have to know. I mean, there's just no way around it. And we can kind of try to act like they don't apply to us, but until we actually know what they are and how they operate and how they help or don't help us, we really don't know. So let's pull this up. Here we go. I finally got the comments. There we go. You can hear the show in the background. Here we go. Turning it loose, we're going to bring on our special guest. Before we bring her on, can we just bring up some of her accolades and awards? First, I want to let you guys see who she is. It is Ripley PR. We'll bring that up real quick. Go ahead and bring that on the screen. Then we've got Rip. I want to show, like, I think this is something they have back at their office. It's an orange wall. It's a picture I found. I think it's really cool. The Ripley PR orange wall. Go ahead and flash that up on the screen. There it is, folks. And then these are some of the people she's worked with. These are currently, I mean, right now, top 5,000 in the top 5,000 Inc. list. Service Titan. I don't know how well that's showing up on her screens. But we got Service Titan, Radiant on there, and some other brands that she worked with, Bradford White. And again, I don't have to remind you, she used to work with, she helped them, I think, back in the beginning when they got going, Benjamin Franklin. And I think one last one we can flash up there, voted top 10 franchise PR agency for 2020. I don't know, we could probably do this all night long, but then we'd never really get her on the show, and we want to make sure we get some time to talk to her. So let's bring her on here. Everybody welcome Heather Ripley from Ripley PR. How you doing, Heather?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great having you. I appreciate you coming on the show and joining us. I know your schedule is busy and you're probably helping a lot of companies. And really, I'm fascinated with kind of how I met you. I think that's really intriguing. I thought I met you, but then now that I play it all backwards, I feel like you kind of met me. And so I'm going to tell the audience a little bit about that. Maybe you could kind of let us find the seeds on how all that worked. But you have a gentleman by the name of Taylor, I think, that works for you.
Grayson. It was Grayson.
It was Grayson. That's right. Grayson. His last name's, it doesn't matter. Anyways, Grayson. And so the way it worked was, I saw you online. I saw you working. I think I saw the 5,000 picture kind of flash up on the internet. And I thought, oh, that's cool. That's cool for those companies that I recognize. And I saw your company name attached to these bigger brands that I was familiar with. I think they call that brand equity in your world. And I saw that. And so immediately Ripley PR is reputable. That's a real deal. And so then I kind of ventured out a little bit more and was living my life. And then you just started showing up in my feed. And then I got an email. Or no, I got reached to by LinkedIn. So tell us a little bit about that. How did that come into my world? How did you show up on the scene, so to speak? Was that an accident or was that more strategic?
I think everything we do is there's some strategy there. It's, you know, PR, I think, is very much a layered component of marketing. It's outreach, but it's strategic, and there's a lot of different tactics you can use to reach the people that you want to reach.
And there's a way to do it that's not spammy, right?
Right. Yeah. So, I think Grayson had actually reached out to you, because he wanted to introduce some of our clients to you. And then I wanted to reach out to you because I like to know the who's who in the industry and I wanted to talk to you. So I think there was some synergies on both sides.
Well, and then on my side, it was like, okay, these are definitely going to, I mean, we don't have a lot of guests on our show. We try to just have people that are going to bring some sort of value, and you're going to actually display some of that here in a few minutes. And before that, I was like, wow, you know, here's these guests that he was, you know, your clients, these are going to bring value, Bradford White and different companies like that. Obviously, we're a bunch of plumbers and water heaters are kind of an important thing for us. So that would have been a huge value. And then I started looking into who he was and who he represented. And I was like, wow, she would bring a ton of, why don't we have her on the show? And so then as we were talking about your company, my company, I was like, man, this, there's no reason why we wouldn't want to have you on the show. So I really appreciate you coming on here. And I think I think everyone else should let you know, because look, these guys, like, they're literally, their world is filled with plumbing. So they get the phone to ring, a million different ways to do that in the beginning. And then you get the phone to ring, you get some calls, and you convert them and you make some money, and you go, wait a minute, I don't think I can do this forever. My back's starting to hurt. I'm getting sore. I'm getting tired. Or they get a little older, and then all of a sudden they go, you know, I need to hire some people. I need to make this a business. And they decide to make it a business, or they just start out and want to make it a business. But eventually they get to a point to where they need a bigger plan. So they need something a little bit bigger. And I used to think that was when they got to the 5 and 10 truck mark. But what I'm realizing now is, like, there's no sooner time than right now for anybody to reach out and make a relationship with your community, because ultimately that's going to get you out of the pay to play world as far as advertising goes. And so maybe you could help someone like myself who, you know, I live near the marketing world, but I'm not a marketer. What's the difference here between public relations and marketing, and how does that differ?
I like to tell our clients that PR is a tactic of marketing. So it should be in your marketing strategy. And what the easiest way to describe the difference is, marketing is kind of similar to advertising and branding. It's where you are telling the world, or you're telling your market, we are a great company. And PR, on the other hand, is getting somebody else to say they are a great company. And one of those messages is more believable than the other. And so if you kind of like that, marketing is promoting and selling your company. And PR can promote and sell your company too, but it's in a softer way. And you're using the media to talk about your company. So you're using kind of third-party endorsements.
That made sense to me. That's a really good way of explaining it. You know, one is saying, hey, look at what we can do. Look at who we are. Look what we're about. And the other one is somebody reputable saying, and it's honestly, guys, that's how I met her. Think about it. I attached my eyes to the brands that I recognized, and then made the connection to Ripley PR. And that's what they call sharing brand equity. So now what you have is, she's saying, hey, look, you can capitalize this, and you can capitalize this in a big way. You can be strategic and intentional about this in a big way. I want you guys to think about some examples in your own city. For example, what if some of the biggest influencers in your city were saying, hey, you're the plumbing company to use, or you're the whatever company to use, or even better than that, they just say, hey, here's some reputable things, and here's a company that does that. Or something, you know, it's this idea that they're making the attachment for you. That will go a long ways. I'm thinking of one company, EC Plumbing out of Idaho. They got a few phone calls just because he was on the news. They literally weren't trying to be on the news. They went down to give away some food and do a donation drive, part of a donation drive. And the news was there, and they had the wrap truck and all the uniforms. So of course the news was like, oh, this would be great. And so they got that on and they got phone calls. They literally got phone calls off of that. And I'm pretty sure more than just phone calls, they started to become familiar. People started to recognize them a little bit more. So that would be an example of what you're saying. I think that's excellent. Now, I mean, the next question I would ask you is, obviously plumbing companies need marketing. They need, people to call them. But would they need a PR person this early in the game?
I think it depends. Yes, they probably need some PR. They may not need a PR agency on a retainer, but there's probably some things that we could do to help a small business once a quarter or twice a year, really get that exposure and just keep the momentum going. I think the worst thing, and I hope we get to talk about this, but the worst thing a company can do is not have positive press out there. Because a crisis is kind of inevitable. At some point, something bad will happen. And if you have a lot of positive publicity already out there, it's going to be easier for it to go away if something negative happens. So I think that the short answer is yes, every plumbing business could leverage PR. And sometimes they could do it themselves, you know, reaching out to the local newspaper, reaching out to the local TV stations and saying, hey, there's a freeze coming and I can talk about it. I can tell the homeowners what to do to keep their pipes from freezing. So there are things that you can do them yourself too.
I say, yeah, when I ran Attaboy Plumbing out in Indianapolis back in the day, they had the second owner that came in and owned that company. I remember he wasn't necessarily always around. And so I basically would get these phone calls from everybody and decide what we were going to do as far as marketing goes, and not necessarily marketing, but like the news station called in one time, wanted to do a article on frozen pipes. So I was like, yeah, we'd love to. So they came into our shop and they did the whole thing. They put it on the news. We got phone calls. Then we decided, hey, you know what? Let's call the other news stations and tell them what we just did. So we called the new news stations, like, hey, the other news just called us and said they want to do, did you guys want to do a story? And then we got another story out of it on another news station. So it was like, we kind of still, you know, but it just made sense because I was like, well, shoot, this is great. Like they're going on call. They put our logo all over the TV. You know, it was just great. And it made our technician feel amazing. He loved it. He was like, oh, this is wonderful. I'm on the news. And of course his family was watching it. Like, look, he's on the news. And it's just all of that press was wonderful for us. I want to make, and yeah, we will get into it. I don't care how long this show goes tonight because I want to make sure that everybody gets this knowledge. The backing up to what you just said, this idea of putting out good news before the crisis. Some of you have been in a crisis. I've been a part of hearing about some of those crises, even getting a phone call from an owner saying, hey, look, this just happened. You got any opinion? You got any idea? You got any advice here? And kind of working through that with them. And I've been there. I've seen that stuff happen. You're 100% right. I always tell technicians this when it comes to sales training, and it really is the same thing. When the customer asks why you're so expensive, no matter what you say after that, sounds like a sales pitch. But if you can build value in why you're so expensive before the question comes up, then it seems like information and knowledge and seems like service. And so when you as a company have good PR about you before the bad event, then that looks like who you are. When you put out good PR after the bad event, it looks like you're just trying to save face. So there's a direct correlation. This is all relationship building. You need your company to build a relationship. You need your brand to build a relationship with your community. Just like as a technician, you need to build a relationship with your customer. It's all the same here, folks. This is nothing new under the sun. She's just really helping you guys look at it from the right angle and really separating marketing and PR, because if all you do is PR, that's going to be unbalanced. If all you do is marketing, that's going to be unbalanced. If all you do is put out 50% off in the Sunday paper, that's just an advertisement. That's neither. So you got to understand how these things are different and how they correlate. Okay, let's talk more about what you said you wanted to talk about. So I'm Advocate Plumbing here in Indianapolis. I'm also the plumbing sales coach, but let's forget about that business for a second. Let's just talk about my Advocate Plumbing business. I'm here in Indianapolis. I've got one truck. I'm brand new. I'm trying to figure out what news, like what's the world want to hear from me once a quarter, once every 6 months, once a month, whatever.
Yeah. So a lot of times what we'll do initially is we'll talk to the client about the history of the company, the size, where you want to be, what your goals are. Every business owner has their own goals, and sometimes their exit strategy may be 5 years from now, I want to be sold, or you know, maybe they want to acquire other businesses. So talk to people individually and find out what their goals are. Quite frankly, a lot of times we create news. So that doesn't mean we're actually going to make something happen so we can talk about it, but rather look for opportunities like Hurricane Preparedness Month. What tips could you provide homeowners to prepare for a hurricane? Freezing pipes is common, or, you know, what are some things that homeowners can do to prepare for a vacation? One of the stories that we got, I think it was last year, we got for most of our plumbing companies was we pitched an idea of the vacation mode on a water heater. And most homeowners don't even know that's there. I don't think it's on, but it's on some. And so we got a ton of TV stories based on that. A lot of times we'll pitch what we call a walk and talk. So we'll pitch the reporter and say, you can go out to the home with the plumber. He'll walk through the home and show you some of the things that you can do to protect your, get it ready for vacation. Other things, you know, are you planning a service line? Or are you planning on your brand? Things like that.
You know, it's, that stuff, like those, just speaking from experience, watching EC Plumbing with their news article and then us having the frozen pipe call. And his was more of like doing something for his community. Ours was more of an informational, you know, but these are valuable for, you know, a lot of people want to support local businesses. They just don't know who to support. A lot of people want to get this information. They just don't want to be sold in the process. And PR is a safe place for consumers, meaning there's usually no call to action. There's no pitch. There's no nothing. It's just, hey, check out something. And it's usually somewhat humbling because it's a third party accreditation that's saying something about someone else. So it's not one of those look at me moments. It's look at them moments. And that's, I think people are desperate for authenticity and that type of thing. And so that's why they're attracted to public relations and any kind of good news, right, nowadays. I want to read a couple comments here. We got Robert says, what's up, everyone? We got Joey in the house. We got Angela Toss. We got Dan Thomas. We got Brandon Graham. These are all plumbing business owners. Angela Kademi is out in Ohio. Joey's out in California. Joey owns a pretty big company out there and does a lot of successful things, but understands this idea of PR probably better than most local business owners. Really better than, I mean, I think I've learned a lot just following him and watching what he does. You know, we used to be, as far as business relationship, you know, I used to be a coach to that company, and then it's turned into just a beautiful relationship. Now we're just friends. We just hang out and do different things, but we communicate, we talk, and just watching how he interacts with his community and how he expands and how he grows and how he does it by literally growing roots into the community. It's not just ads and gimmicks and use us and choose us. It's he's growing in the community through Chamber of Commerce, and they sponsor this big MMA thing and just so many things, like so many cool things. He's got big MMA fighters that he can kind of put their photos up on his page and talk about that. And he's really smart. The dude really understands just from a street common sense kind of way how this stuff works. Could a guy like that benefit from a service like this, even though he's got a good understanding of it as an owner?
Oh, definitely. I think that the good companies out there are doing marketing very, very well. They get it. They know marketing's got to continue nonstop. You know, if business is good, you keep it going to grow. But I think the great companies are using PR because that's the differentiator in your market. Your competitors are probably not using PR, and they're probably getting the media coverage by accident, which is great. It still works, but then it goes away. And you kind of need a PR professional to keep it going. And some of the things that we've done for our clients is, you know, we coach them before they go on TV so that they do a good interview and they get invited back. And so that's the key, I think, is when you can get those great interviews and get invited back for a monthly segment on your local TV station, how awesome is that? Because your competitors are buying ads.
Yeah, and they're talking to the sales reps, not to the influencers. That's another big one. See, she's talking to the influencers for you. She's not talking to the 1-800 number. And she's not also confused by the local school that's selling shirts that they'll throw out at basketball games. So look, we've all been pitched. We've all been hit up. We've all been, you know, the next best. You can have a 1/3 page ad in the black and white print HOA association that goes out to 14 neighborhoods that no one reads. You can be in there. It's not going to do anything. And, you know, I want to get into kind of the questions about crises and if those are real, and I know they're real, and I know some people that are watching the show right now could be like, yeah, they're real, they're legit, and they can absolutely hurt what you've taken so long to build. It only takes one bad event, one act, not even a real event, it just misunderstanding to sink a ship. And before we go into that, let's talk a little bit more about who you are really quick, because I think it's fascinating, again, who you've worked with. You know, we're all familiar with Benjamin Franklin. I couldn't even get it out. Almost choked. No, I'm joking. We're all familiar with Benjamin Franklin. You know, look, here's the thing about Benjamin Franklin. They're in every city. They're not local. They're the national company. They're expensive. And, you know, they've got turnover. So not every Benjamin Franklin is the same at each franchise. So everyone's going to have a different opinion about Benjamin Franklin. But here again is the thing that you cannot dispute is their success. Their fact that they're known, which is the whole point of public relations, which is the whole point of marketing, is to be known. That's the point. What you're known as, that comes down to the service and what you do in the home once you get the call. So making this up? Did you really work with those guys? And at what point did you work with those guys? And what did you do? Tell all. This is TMZ now. Go tell us everything.
Yeah. So in 2008, I had been working in marketing and PR for various companies, and I was living in Sarasota, Florida, and I got a job at Clockwork Home Services in 2008, and I was hired internally to help franchise sales originally. For Benjamin Franklin, Mr. Sparky, and 1 Hour Heating and Air. And so I was the only person responsible for getting people at our discovery days. And some of you probably were invited to to come to Sarasota and sit in a discovery day. But anyway, what I learned very quickly was working with all of these owners is the power of PR and helping them sometimes replace some of their budget on AdWords, replace, you know, social media wasn't really big back then. You know, it was just a fad that was going to go away. But they could replace a lot of their marketing and ad spend by really leveraging PR, but they didn't know how. So I started working with the owners and coaching them and giving them ideas. And they would call me if they had an interview and say, what do I wear? It's a live TV segment. How do I stand? Going to be outside. What do I do? So I would coach them, and it was a lot of fun. And in 2009, the CEO said he wanted to sell the company. So I pitched the Celebrity Apprentice and they sold for a few hundred million.
So now tell that really quick. You pitched the idea of the Celebrity Apprentice, and it wasn't going to happen. They said no. They said no, and for a lot of reasons, correct?
They said no several times.
So for a lot of reasons and multiple times.
It was a franchise. No, because at the time we were not in all states. They said no because we said if you have one brand, we want you to have all three. They said no for so many reasons, but I was persistent and kept selling it, and we got on the show. Yeah. It was
that's nuts. So a couple people joining us.
Crashed.
For those just jumping on, check this out. This is Heather Ripley with Ripley PR. She represents brands like Bradford White, Service Titan, some of the big boys, Radiant, so many others. Some of these are on the top 5,000 Inc. This is who she works with today and currently. Who she started with way back in the day is the story that we're hearing right now. 2008, 2009, she started out with Benjamin Franklin as they were starting their discovery days, as she says, where they were recruiting and getting franchises sold. She was solely responsible for the marketing and PR of that. She then got them onto the Celebrity Apprentice. However, when she initially sent in that request, they said no for several reasons, which she was just telling us about. And somehow they still ended up on the Celebrity Apprentice because of her persistence and knowing who and what, who to talk to and what to talk about, crucial. And then on top of that, she got them on there and they sold for hundreds of millions of dollars. 1 million. Actually, 1 million is not enough. That's not enough.
It's like 183 million.
The little dude, he's not doing this. Behind the scenes, when there's no one around, they're imitating you. They're imitating her phone call on the slim. They're like, say no again. So anyways, this is Heather. She's giving us tons of information right now about how to understand the difference between PR, marketing, and how that relates to your business. Do you need marketing or do you need PR? Of course you need marketing. She said, yeah, you do. Then she started talking about the reasons why you need it. So if you missed all that, go back and watch it, because she had some really good gold nuggets on not only that you need it, but why. And then in that, she basically gave you guys some tips and tools on what to do. So pay attention to that. Go back. We talked about getting on the news. We talked about some other cool things to get the phone to ring long term. Now we're going to ask her probably a really important question. So leading up to this, we talked about the idea of getting good news out, telling your story before the storm, because it's coming, okay? The bad event's going to happen. Someone's going to accidentally run a red light. Someone's going to accidentally rear end someone. Someone's going to accidentally do something, and it's not going to look good on your company, and that's going to be called what they call bad PR. And so, Heather, I don't even know the right question, but tell us about the crisis. Like, when's it coming? Is it coming? What do we do when it comes? Help us.
Yeah, and unfortunately, even the very best companies that we've worked with in the country have, the best buttoned up plans, the best policies, and somebody does something stupid, and it brings the company name into it in a negative situation. You mentioned things like, getting in a car accident or something like that. A lot of the crisis situations that we've seen are of no fault by the company. Meaning an employee did something stupid. They took a truck out on the weekend, got drunk in an accident, got arrested for a DUI, and then the truck is in the picture, or the company name associated with this negative press somehow, or technicians accused of theft in a home. We see that all the time. Technician stole my jewelry right out of my jewelry box, or something like that. Where, truthfully, the owner of the business can do everything possible to prevent that stuff, but it's probably going to happen. Whether it happens to the media or not is a different story. But what we do that's a little different than other PR agencies is, and we probably shouldn't, but I do it on purpose. I give away a crisis plan to all the clients we work with. What that does is we go over scenarios that could happen and escalate it. What to do if the media just calls you for comment on something that you know nothing about. And that happens a lot. The local CBS station may call and say, hey, your plumber was in an accident and he was at fault and somebody's injured and they're in the hospital. What do you have to say about it? And you don't even know about it yet. So it teaches home service business owners what to look for, how to escalate it. And then they call us and say, here's what happened. We don't know what to do. And in a situation like that, anxiety is really high and it's stressful.
Really high. Yeah. It can be a killer. It literally can. Stress is the killer, right? In most cases of life. And so an owner who is living constantly under stress doesn't need unnecessary stress. Now, really quick, I did not know that you had a free crisis plan to give away. So for those watching, this isn't one of those like freebies. Oh, the giveaway, here it comes. That's probably just a real crisis plan you probably should get your hands on. I'm probably going to ask how we get that in a second. Number two, I don't bring guests on here. We don't have arrangements. She's going to probably tell you how to get a hold of her. And if you do, you can mention my name. It won't do anything for you because we don't have any kind of link to where I get a referral fee. That's not why I'm doing this. I'm doing this so you guys can get good advice. I only had a few companies on here. I had Skyboss on here because I believe in Larry and Jody. They're really great people. They've got a great product and service that honestly a lot of you need. You don't have it. You need something to track these sales, present to your customers, keep track of your business in one place kind of thing. I have a CRM for my company right now, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and we use Skyboss for our plumbing company. So, of course, I'm going to recommend that. And then as far as Ripley PR, we're right now talking about how she could be working with the Plumbing Sales Coach as a client, like how I could be a client. And so there's no arrangement here to get me out in front of her clients and vice versa and sell products. I just simply think, hey, if it's good for me, it might be good for you, right? Why not? And so I've got a local plumbing company as it relates to me, and I'm wondering how can I use this information. I'm going to tell you, as a plumbing business owner, how I'm looking at this conversation right now. I don't know if the crisis is going to happen. I got to be honest with a lot of you guys, right? It won't happen to me. I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking right now, and it probably won't. It might not. I don't know. But here's what I also heard. What's the damage in getting out in front of something like that? What's the harm in getting a good reputation out there? I mean, honestly, that's what we're going for, right? Who wants to keep paying Google to make the phone ring every single time it rings? Or would you rather just people know who you are and they love who they know? Like, that to me is a much smarter. I don't care if you know marketing or if you've ever been in marketing. That just is common sense, right? That just makes plain old dumb sense to have a good name. And I think that's how business used to be done. So, and it still works. So this is a way to do. All of you complain about the SEO. All of you complain about the high dollar amount you got to spend to get your website built. This is your way out. I was going to say Ripley PR. Heather, how do we like get this crisis thing? How do we get a hold of you? How do we save us?
Yeah, so I will clarify that the crisis plan is for clients. We don't charge extra for our clients.
Snap. But, that's what I didn't know about it.
That's okay. But you know, I want to help serve home service businesses, and many non-clients can tell you when they've had a crisis, they call, I'll talk to them, I'll coach them, and we'll figure out if they actually need to hire us. And if they can handle it themselves, I tell them how. So anybody's welcome to contact me, and I'll help you. But they can contact me on email, or I'll give you that, or ripleypr.com. There's a contact button, and my email is there, but it's hripley, R-I-P-L-E-Y, at ripleypr.com is the easiest way.
We're going to flash that up on the screen here in just a second. ripleypr.com, and then hripley at ripleypr.com is the email address. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's H for Heather, and then Ripley is the last name, at ripleypr.com. So hripley at ripleypr.com. Or you can go to ripleypr.com directly on there and contact them in case you're listening to the podcast. Because I know Heather's like, why are you doing that over and over? Well, the listeners can't quite see everything we're putting up on the screen. And we have a lot more listeners on the podcast than we do viewers on the live show. So we want to make sure that they know how to get a hold of you. And also, for that it's worth, we're going to throw our website up there, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. It is now an official way to get a hold of us. And if you get a hold of us and want to get a hold of Heather, we'll make the connection. But again, mentioning that you saw her on the show might make her feel good, but there's no benefit to that. So, Heather, I just got to say thanks so much for spending your time on here with us. You know, we went over. You definitely gave up more time than we. I think, you know, for those at home, you don't know, she had to get on here at 8:30 just so we could get the sound and everything right. So she's been under the gun for about an hour and 9 minutes having to deal with me. So we appreciate your patience and for joining us tonight, Heather. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great night. Okay, guys, listen, that's what we have for you tonight. This is what we're trying to do, is bring you as much content as possible. You better make sure you find out the podcast, because here in the next couple weeks, the show's going away live on here. We're moving it over to the podcast. We're going to be bringing a lot more to the show of sounds, fun music, but more importantly, consumers who have real plumbing problems that we're solving through that podcast that you guys can listen to. You can hear firsthand how the customers react to options. Also, the retreat that's coming up. You thought tonight was good? This is going to be about 15 minutes of 2 days of solid teaching. Now, before I get you too excited about the retreat, I think it's actually sold out, or we got one spot left. So if you're not already in talks with Maggie, she may already have that sold. It may not be for you, but you might be able to get the recording of that event later after the event. Pay attention to what we got going on there. We might even go live from the event a couple times. Guys, I love you. I do. I really appreciate you guys watching the show, and I'm so glad that we get to bring some information to you guys. Check out Heather as soon as we get off of here. Guys, remember, I love you, and as always, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.